This is Figuring It Out, a podcast by Pool House New York and hosted by me, Andrew. In this podcast, we're going to dig a little deeper on some of the topics we discuss on Instagram. I hope you tag along for the ride. I have a feeling it's going to be a good one. Hey, everyone. I wanted to have a candid conversation about something that I've been dealing with personally. And it's about starting something new. It's about starting something that you don't really have any experience in. And when in the beginning, you're not really good. And all of the uncertainty and the anxiety and the questioning your own ability that stems from that. So for instance, this podcast, it's a completely new medium for me. And I'm learning a lot, but I'm also getting stuck in a lot of places, and that's frustrating. It's frustrating for anybody, especially when you feel like you're better than what you're putting out. That's one of the most frustrating feelings, I think. But then my mom actually, she reminded me how, Andrew, in the beginning, you know, you weren't the best at the things you were doing, but eventually you got better. You know, practice makes perfect. With time, you get better. So, you know, enjoy the process. And I know that's the right answer, you know, but then when I look at everything else I've done, that really wasn't the comforting feeling. That didn't really help me get to the places I got or the places that I'm going. Like when I look at everything that I've done so far in relation to Pool House, in the beginning, I literally thought that what I was making was the best thing ever. I thought it was amazing, you know? I wasn't really that self-conscious about it. I was very excited to put it out into the world. But now when I look back, I see it and I'm like, wow, you know, there's a lot that could have been done here. My stuff's way better now. And so I obviously got better. I had room for improvement. But at that time, I didn't, I knew I could improve, but I didn't think it was cringy, even though now I might think some of my stuff is. And I think that's the point. Like whenever you're starting something new, it's so important to keep that passion, to keep that feeling that what you just made is the greatest thing ever. And I'm not the only person who thinks that. A lot of people who are really good in their disciplines, I've heard similar situations. For instance, one of the hip-hop artists, Russ, I heard him having a conversation with someone on a podcast, and he was talking about how, in the beginning, the music he was making, he thought it was the best stuff ever, you know? It was getting him so hyped. He was showing it to all his friends. And now when he looks back on it, he's like, ooh, not so good, actually. And that's exactly the same feeling that I had in the beginning when I started Pool House. And I guess the reason why I'm bringing this up, because I think it's a really important framework for whatever it is you're doing, especially when you're starting something new. You gotta have that passion. You gotta have that feeling that whatever it is you're making is the best. You can't help but share it. You think at that time that it is that good, because that's what's really going to keep you going. It's going to get you to be excited to go to bed and wake up early in the morning to start making something new. And the more I thought about this and realized how important it is, and I thought to myself, well, Andrew, now, what's the point of somebody listening to you saying that if they're not excited about whatever it is they're doing? And I actually think there is a pretty step-by-step system that you could implement. Because in the beginning, when I made the stuff for Pool House, I didn't have the best skills. But you know what? You know why I thought it was so amazing? It was because it was all honest. It was all real. And I think whenever you're doing something and you're putting your full heart into it and you're putting who you are and you're not holding anything back, and when it has that kind of like rawness to it, I think you're naturally inclined to think that it's really amazing, you know, because we live in a world where there's just so much fakeness. And as an audience member, as a creator, it's so refreshing to hear something that's real. And I think if you keep that modality in place about whatever it is you're doing, make it be real, make it be honest, make it be something that represents you at that time in your life, I think they can take you so far. I think that'll light the spark into you, that'll make whatever it is you're doing, you'll feel that whatever it is you're doing is amazing. And at that time, it will be, because that's who you are at that moment. And yeah, so that's what I wanted to talk about, that whatever it is you do, if it's something new, you're not going to be the best in the beginning. But a nice little trick and a nice little life hack is to be honest with yourself, be honest in whatever discipline you're in, you know, put your heart into it. And that'll kind of trick you into thinking that it's better than it is. And if you think it's better than it is, you're more likely going to keep doing it. You're more likely going to put in that time to get better, to wake up the next morning and do it again. And I hope you do. I hope you take this and you make something. You make something that's real. Make something that represents you. And I cross my fingers that you wake up the next morning and you do it again. And then the next day you do it again. That's how you get better, and that's how the things you do will take you to places you never could have imagined. Because I know it has for me with Pool House, and I hope it goes into ways that I never imagined, even further, especially through this podcast. And yeah, that was the little thing I wanted to talk to you guys about today. So basically, as a little synopsis, it is whatever it is you're doing, whatever new thing that you're doing, make sure that you love it. Make sure that you love what you're doing in that discipline. And an easy way to do that is to be real, is to be honest, is to put your heart into it, is to put a piece of yourself in it. Because how could you not love that?